po direktivi vršilca dolžnosti odgovornega urednika Radija Študent boste poslušali tečaj angleškega jezika brez podlage.
Evening at 17 hours GMT, the latest world news.
BBC News with Roger Hudson. A Taliban spokesman says the movement's leadership has agreed to surrender their last main stronghold in Afghanistan, the southern city of Kandahar. Speaking from Kandahar, the spokesman told the BBC the Taliban would surrender the city to opposition forces led by the man named as Afghanistan's new leader, Hamid Karzai. Mr. Karzai said that the surrender would be unconditional. Susanna Price sent this report from the Pakistani town of Quetta.
The Taliban have now confirmed they will surrender their last stronghold, Kandahar, to the opposition forces. The Taliban spokesman told the BBC that their leader, Mullah Omar, had instructed them to give up Kandahar and two neighboring provinces. The spokesman gave no further details, but said they wanted a guarantee of the security of Taliban fighters captured in northern Afghanistan. The move follows face-to-face talks between the Taliban and Hamid Karzai, Afghanistan's newly chosen interim leader, whose forces are 20 kilometers outside the city. He said it was an unconditional surrender and there would be an amnesty for Taliban fighters. He also called on Mullah Omar and other Taliban leaders to disassociate themselves from terrorism and from their foreign fighters, and he warned they wouldn't be safe if they didn't.
The American Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said the United States would not be in favor of any deal with the Taliban that allowed their leader, Mullah Omar, to remain free and live in dignity. He said he did not want Mullah Omar to be awarded the Medal of Freedom, as he put it.
If you're asking, would an arrangement with Omar where he could, quote, live in dignity in the Kandahar area or some place in Afghanistan be consistent with what I have said? The answer is no, it would not be consistent with what I have said.
Air and ground attacks have continued against mountain hideouts of the Al-Qaeda network in the Tora Bora area of eastern Afghanistan. American B-52s have been dropping heavy bombs onto the elaborate complex of tunnels and caves, which are believed to house several hundred members of the network and possibly its leader, Osama bin Laden. Reports from Afghanistan suggest there's a split in the Northern Alliance following the multi-party agreement on a new interim administration. One of the alliance's leading military commanders, Abdul Rashid Dostum, has said that he would not participate in the new government because his faction was not fairly represented. He accused Northern Alliance negotiators of reneging on an earlier agreement to give him control of the foreign ministry in return for his army's role in capturing the northern town of Mazar-i-Sharif. Officials of the United Nations Refugee Agency have expressed concern over reports that Pakistan is planning to move Afghan refugees out of urban areas into refugee camps. The move, widely seen as a first step towards repatriating them. The agency says it opposes any plan which involves forcibly picking out refugees from existing communities and moving them against their will. You're listening to the news from the BBC in London. Egypt has launched an urgent peace mission to try to arrange a truce between the Israelis and the Palestinians. The Egyptian Foreign Minister, Ahmed Maher, is in Jerusalem for talks with the Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, and Foreign Minister, Shimon Peres. Later, he's due to meet the Palestinian leader, Yasser Arafat, whom he's likely to press to take tougher action against Palestinian militants. This report from Paul Adams in Jerusalem.
As an uneasy calm settles over most of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, the two sides appear to have edged back from the brink. Western diplomats confirm that the Palestinian Authority has begun to arrest some of those on Israel's wanted list. The fact that Washington's envoy, Antony Zinni, has now met face to face with Mr. Arafat is another sign that a corner may have been turned. Israel has suspended its airstrikes and appears to be giving the Palestinian leader some limited room for maneuver. Mr. Arafat can probably arrest most of those on Israel's list without triggering a Palestinian civil war. But he fears that once the men are behind bars, Israel will try, as it has in the past, to kill them by bombing the prisons. The consequences would be catastrophic, but Israeli ministers say it won't happen.
A man armed with a knife has been arrested outside the White House in Washington. He was detained by Secret Service agents, who then found two rifles and a bulletproof vest in his truck parked nearby. President Bush was in the White House at the time, but his staff said he was never at risk. Officials of the New Zealand yachting team say its manager, Peter Blake, has been murdered by pirates in Brazil. Reports from Brazil say he was shot dead while trying to resist a robbery attempt on his yacht. It was anchored on the River Amazon, close to the Venezuelan border, where Sir Peter was conducting a scientific research expedition. NATO foreign ministers have agreed to strengthen the alliance's capabilities for fighting what they call the scourge of terrorism. The alliance secretary general, George Robertson, said after a ministerial meeting in Brussels that NATO needed to adapt and develop its ways of operating to face the new challenges. BBC News.
The Alzheimer's Research Laboratory. No, laboratory. Lobotomy. The place thingy where we study. What was it? Anyway, if you wish to leave a. Oh gosh, what was it? A menage a trois. No, if you wish to leave a. Oh, please speak after the bath. No, the beep.
Intervju Radija Student.
Dobro večer. Lepo pozdravljeni v Etru Radio Študent. Kot napovedano, v današnjem Mereš intervjuju ekipa, ki danes igra v Gromki v defoničnem večeru. Gostim jih Jure in sicer ne Diterja Kovačiča in pa Kristofa Kurcmana, ki sta bila napovedana, ampak samo polovico kvarteta, sicer Kevina Drama in pa Wernerja Duffeldecker. Intervju bo nažalost potekal v angleščini, ampak upam, da boste lepo razumeli, zakaj se gre. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
You said you came from Zagreb. Is this part of the tour? Just being
yes.
around?
Yeah,
so where
started.
Did it take you
started,
so far?
Yeah. Started in Vienna 2 days ago, very late, and then Zagreb, Ljubljana, tomorrow we will be in Graz. Mm. And then a day off, recording probably in Vienna, and then we move to Poland for 3 concerts, and the last one will be in Berlin.
Mm. So this was supposed to be a setup that's going to record something, because you mentioned the day of recording.
Yes, should be recording. kind of documentation. We will see how it works.
This is gonna come out on a label, on Durian?
Probably? No, it's planned on Christoph Kutzmann's label.
Charisma. Good.
At
the beginning, Eric M. was planned to be in the setup.
Yes.
So what happened to him?
Just 1 week ago, we got the mail from his girlfriend that he had some kind of illness. She called it nervous breakdown, maybe because he has working with a theater group for too long or something. I really don't know. We didn't speak with him about it.
Mm.
So
what did you expect from Eric M? What would he bring into the whole cooperation?
Well,
is it just?
We played with him some shows, and we liked it. So we thought would be a good idea to play with him for some concerts.
How do you get together the setup? Is it whose idea it was to get together and play some shows?
Well, some years ago I got an invitation from Steirischer Herbst in Graz, Musikprotokoll, and they asked me to do some project, and I invited, that time it was Christian Fennes, Christoph Kurzmann and Jim O'Rourke and me, so that was the beginning of this kind of idea, like mixing electronic music with acoustic music or whatever. And that developed that way, so.
And Kevin, how did you get involved into the whole?
I was Jim O'Rourke's replacement.
So you're always replacing someone else, like Dieter tonight is replacing Eric M.
No, but for this tour, of course, it was planned to play with Kevin.
Listen, you've been to Slovenia before. Is this going to be a different experience for you?
Yes.
How come? Why?
Because last time I was really hungover. I don't know if it's going to be different or not, but last time was a great time. I mean, I enjoyed Ljubljana. The gig was okay, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I don't know if it'll be different.
Actually, lots of people thought that you were actually better than Tortoise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had this feeling that no one liked it. I know I had a really short set time, and I don't know, I just, there's a lot of space, I guess, in the music or what I was doing, and I was hearing some that might have been just somebody being tired, I don't know. So I got no reaction afterwards. I just sort of thought, maybe it just didn't go. I mean, it's very different from what I do and then what Tortoise does. So I thought mostly people were coming to see Tortoise. I'm sure of that. And they might not have been prepared to hear what I was doing or something. Or not that it's crazy music. It's not. But, you know, just unfamiliar and waiting for the big dance-off with Tortoise.
Which didn't actually happen, probably.
No, of course not.
So, what are you doing tonight? I mean, the setup is you on...
I'm just playing a synthesizer tonight. I didn't bring my guitar.
But you were actually announced as guitars and electronics.
Okay, well then. Somebody bring a guitar and I'll play it. No, I'm playing synthesizer and Werner.
I'm playing double bass.
And the other two, Christoph is on the computer.
Yeah, he plays computer and clarinet partly, and Dieter Kovacic is doing turntables.
We have to mention this is going to be a free improvisation, probably.
So be prepared.
How do you prepare for that?
I don't know, I just wing it. You just make the, you make it up as you go along.
Does it...
I know that's a bad thing to say, but it's true.
Because I never actually believe that improvisers just do it in that moment.
Right, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it evolves through time, through several gigs. Maybe you repeat some...
I mean, you're not really... I mean, if you say improvise, you're improvising. You know, if you're playing the same instrument, it's a lie, basically, because you're just... I mean, you're going through just a limited bag of tricks that you prefer, you know? And, I mean, I always use the term, when people say, well, that's not really improvised, it's just like, no duh, you know? Of course it's not improvised. It's just it's a loose term. It's a genre term, you know? I mean, lots of things are improvised. I don't like the term, but saying, like, make the crap up as you go along isn't, like, you know,
and it doesn't any really better. Matter if it's improvised or not. I mean, it's, who asks?
Yeah. How do you, the other two play turntables, how do you use the turntable as an instrument? How do you relate to a turntable? How do you expect for someone on a turntable to react to your stuff, things that you're doing?
I don't know.
Just, I think.
I don't know, because.
I mean, this is the second time I've played with Dieter.
Yeah.
This will be the third time, actually. And, I mean, you've done things
with
him
before.
Well,
you've done things with him before.
Well, if you ask what to expect, just that he acts as a musician, basically. And he does it, so he works different than a usual DJ is doing. He just tries to play his music in a sensible way.
Yeah. Mm. He sounds a lot different than like someone like Otomo Yoshiaidi and like Eric M, you know, which are both sort of, I think, similar to what he's doing maybe, but...
And Dieter doesn't play an instrument, he just really plays turntable, that's about it, and a little computer.
Mm. So you probably expected something else from Eric M? Then from, I mean, did he?
Well,
do you go into
the thing with Eric M? He stopped traveling with his turntables, and he uses like his all these mini discs and his effects and stuff, and he does a lot of live sampling, and that's the thing I really liked about him. Is his the way he just kind of snatches something from what everyone else is doing, and manages to loop it or do something with it and not sound terrible.
Yeah, and plus,
I mean, he's really, really like one of the best like live sampling people I've ever heard.
It's really great. Yeah, you can play with yourself all the time. Just picks it up.
I was meaning to ask you before you started explaining Eric M's moves. Do you go into improvising with any expectations of what's going to happen?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, difficult questions, but
yeah, difficult question too.
But anyway, open to unexpected, sure.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, always a little thrill, and you're always a little. Yeah, you don't know exactly what's gonna happen.
Maybe
the next hour.
A feeling of uncertainty sometimes,
or sure,
is it? Are you quite sure that you can make something sound really nice?
No. I mean, you, not me.
I don't know. It depends on. For me, it's also depending pretty much on the situation. As I mean, on the room, on the venue. If the room is too big or is too dry or things like that, you have different. There's also it influences the communication between musicians.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. Mm.
Is it important to have a visual contact with someone that's playing with you, or is it just
most of the time
stuff you hear?
Well,
it's just you playing for yourself and trying to get with the others.
I mean, you're listening with your ears and stuff. I don't need to see anybody doing anything. You know, it's not like we're cueing anybody for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe usually at the end when everyone's just, well, is it over? You know, maybe somebody. There's that awkward. That's the most awkward part of all this kind of junk is like, you know, not sure when it ends.
Because just 2 days or 3 days ago we had a group called E-Jam. It's a project that combines different musicians, just like from different places, from different clubs, and they improvise together. And they specifically said it's important to have eye contact. So it's for me it's interesting that you don't need that.
I usually have my eyes closed when I'm playing.
Mm.
Except, I mean, especially on the double bass,
Yeah.
Not on the CD player.
I wish I could close my eyes, but I have to see what I'm doing. I mean, really, I'm surprised that, like, there needs to be eye contact. I mean, maybe, what are they doing? I mean, what instrument, was this just, like, traditional instruments, or really? Weird. I don't know, they might be right.
What are you trying to do with the synthesizer?
When
you use the guitar, you try to manipulate it in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I just like sounds, you know, and like the easiest way for me to get them, the ones I kind of think I like are. It's easy for me to do it with the guitar, you know, and
you know what it's doing.
Yeah,
probably.
More or less, and I mean that's why I never don't you know like to use the word improvise because I know. You know, what I'm doing, you know, or sometimes. And then the synthesizer is just, I wanted to add something else to the guitar and then, you know, maybe process the guitar a little or, you know, throw it through a ring modulator, a low pass filter, whatever. And yeah, just another addition. And then I decided to drop the guitar for this tour because I've been playing it a lot lately, and I just wanted to limit myself to something.
Is it good? Is it okay to limit yourself?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
It's always good and necessary. Yeah.
Maybe it emphasizes the creativity on that particular piece of equipment.
Sure. I think so.
Yeah, and it also provides you to lose yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then you can say if it was bad afterwards, well, what the hell? I only had this thing with me.
Okay, I think the listeners can be quite sure, well, not quite sure of what they're expecting. Is this thing playing beneath us a good example of what will be heard tonight? Or is it no way you can say
what's playing right now?
Yeah, is this an indicator for tonight? Is this going to indicate what's going on?
What is it? I don't even know.
It's
is it the orange
CD?
The
orange CD.
I can barely hear it, but
yeah, it could be not so far away,
yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. So, you from playing double bass, how do you combine this with electronics? Do you like combining acoustic elements with electronics? Like, is Christian on the computer, like, sampling other musicians, or is he processing his own material?
I think mainly he's working with pre-prepared material, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And but Dieter today will sample us a little bit, I think.
Okay, mm-hmm. So he's gonna try to do what Eric Hamm is doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, something like that. But he's not, you know, trying to be Eric Hamm.
Yeah.
Right? Something like that.
Hope so.
Okay, I think we've pretty much talked enough. Any last words before the show? To get the public crammed into Gromki.
No.
Actually, we wanted to talk about heavy metal.
Oh, you want to talk about metal? Sure.
No.
What's the hot black metal band in Ljubljana?
I'm leaving.
Oh, come on.
Okay, people, if you want to get Kevin Drum to talk to you about heavy metal, get yourself to Gromka.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Your wishing didn't come.
Okay, thanks for being here. I hope the people will be there too to convince themselves about improvised music once again. And, well, good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Intervju Radija Študent.
Kaj sliši poprečni poslušalec Radija Študent, ko tehnik zaspi? Kaj pa sliši nadpoprečni poslušalec Radija Študent, ko tehnik zaspi?
Ты бы слышал, kaj pa tale zadnja?
Sanska frekvenca, 89,3.
Po moje, dobar kaj. Po mojem, ne, po moje, kar nekaj pa se vtiraš. Ja, ne vem, ne, dva sta kar dobra, ne.
Kaj pa tole, ne, a je to vajencel kaj, ali kaj?
Ja, ne, to je Lojze, da se še pa reči.
A ne, ga si v studio spust,
čak da poslušva ga, da ne bo vsodal preveč.
Daj, prosim te, pa to je efekt, to ni človek, no, ega, no.
Ja, kaj ga grem posvoriti?
Ne, poslušaj, tako ne bomo se igrali več pizda, daj fun ga fuk, jane.
Kaj bo zmizel? Men se mi zdel, tako slab se mogoče ga
nisem. Narobe! Kaj?
Ja, takole, slišali ste drama, slišali ste Duffeldekerja in slišali ste Jureta Matičiča, ni pa bilo Kurcmana pa Kovačiča. Matičiča boste lahko še zvečer poslušali v Gromkem, prav tako kot omenjeno četvorko. Ob 22-ih, ne? 5 minut še manjka do drugih obvestil na Radiu Študent, tako da se kar pripravite, pol pa mogoče še kakšen komad, ki nam je ostal z opreme našega današnjega opremljevalca Žoserja.
Your attention please. Your attention please. Your attention please. Indian Airlines announces the departure of their flight IC-408 to Calcutta. Passengers are requested to proceed to the aircraft.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Indian Airlines and Captain Dasgupta, we welcome you on board our flight IC-408. We are about to take off for Calcutta. Will you kindly fasten your seat belts, keep your seats upright and refrain from smoking while the no smoking sign is switched on. We hope you enjoy your flight. Thank you. IC-408.
Tudi tehnika ni popolna.
Radio Študent predstavlja druga obvestila.
Posluh. Študentski servis Borštnikov trg 2 predstavlja izkaznico ugodnosti. Odslej potrebuješ manj napotnic za več denarja. Denar do nekaj več kot 121 tisoč sit ti bodo nakazali prej, kot bo podjetje plačalo račun. Poleg tega dobiš 20% popust pri vseh turističnih aranžmajih Zavoda za mladinski turizem. Popusti za tečaje potapljanja, jahanja, plesa in samoobrambe ter študentsko rekreacijo, ki jih organizira Šov šport. Če ljubiš bele strmine, si član edinega pravega študentskega servisa in boš smučarsko vozovnico za Krvavec in Roglo kupil na Šov šport, ti drugo vozovnico podarijo. In če boš v zimskih mesecih pridno delal in vračal na potnice, imaš celo veliko možnosti, da boš med 125 mesečnimi izžrebanci, ki bodo dobili zastonsko vozovnico za Krvavec. S tabo 24 ur na dan na www.studentski-servis.si. Študentski servis Borštnikov trg 2 Ljubljana. Ni kej, splača se biti študent. Za vse s kvadratastimi glavami v novi številki monitorja predstavljamo Eizo Flex Scan L365 15-palčni monitor s sodobnim oblikovanjem, Mac OS X 10/1 oziroma 10.1 pol leta po predstavitvi je ta operacijski sistem doživel prvo večjo spremembo. Handspring Visor Pro ročni računalnik s 16-megabajtnim pomnilnikom. Nikon D1X digitalni fotoaparat obvladuje tudi novo tehnologijo. In še, najboljši prenosni računalniki, laserski tiskalniki, pa še kaj, monitor, da se priklopite na pravo mesto. V novembru in decembru prireja Zavod Šolt 30-urne jezikovne tečaje po zelo ugodni študentski ceni 16.500 sit. Poleg klasičnih jezikov so na voljo še eksotična hinduščina, arabščina, za njo rabite še predložiti pisno odobritev ameriške ambasade, hebrejščina, zato tudi ni čist na free it, zihar pa je latinščina, kitajščina, švedščina ter nizozemščina. Za umetniške dušice Šolt prireja fototečaje, risanje, krojenje in šivanje, izdelovanje vitraža ter kreativno pisanje, za nerodne in samske, komunikacijski trening in tečaj klasične masaže za tiste, ki so malo manj nerodni. Za adrenalinske odvisnike pa tečaj potapljanja, padavstva in vodenja čovnov ponujajo še tečaj strojepisja, osnove, podjetniških znanj ter higienski minimum. Informacije vsak dan od 8 do 16 na telefonski številki 242-1270 ali na netu www.zavod-solt.si. France Preširen. Danes ob 21. uri vas vabimo v kut na literarno-glasbeni večer. Nastopila bosta pesnika Miroslav Nune Popovič in Tomislav Vrečar ter glasbeniki Jon Brecel, Boštjan Gradišek in Anže Langus. Fotografije Bojan Brecel. Pokrovitelj kuda je NLB. Atak. Postpesimisti, mentalna opozicija in Vanja D. organizirajo revijo amaterskega filma, ki se bo zgodila marca meseca 2002 v klubih Atek, Mama, Močvara in Kset. Sodelujete lahko tudi vi. Pošljite svoje filme, ki ne smejo biti daljši od 30 minut in starejši od 5 let na naslov Avtonomni kulturni center Atek, Trnjanski nasi BB, 10.000 Zagreb do 1. januarja 2002. Prvih 30 avtorjev, ki bodo poslali svoje VHS kasete, si bo prislužilo brezplačne potne stroške, nastanitev, hrano in masažo enega od članov žirije. Več informacij dobite na www.atek.hr. Nikar ne oklevajte. In zdaj še nekaj, ne? Želite zaslužiti milijon dolarjev? Želite posneti svoj film ali se vsaj naučiti, kako posneti film, ki ga bodo ljudje radi gledali? Spot, za katerega se bodo steple televizije in vas bodo kot scenarista ali režiserja povabili v Hollywood? To ni reklamni blues in to niso sanje, to je resnično stara. Za vas pripravljamo filmski in video seminar Laboratorij, ki se prične 11. decembra in bo trajal do marca 2002, kjer vam bodo o filmski kameri, filmskem jeziku, luči, scenaristiki, dramaturgiji, režiji, medijskem raziskovanju, filmski zgodovini in umetnosti predavali in vodili delavnice ugledni domači in tuji strokovnjaki in renomirani avtorji. Pazi to, storite končno nekaj zase, če se cenite seveda. Prijave in informacije, Javni sklad za kulturne dejavnosti, Štefanova 5 Ljubljana, telefon 241-0521 ali 241-0500 ali www.slkd.si. Kole. Zdaj so se pa fajn podmazali tele, tole kolesje v mojih ustih, tako da bom pač vam še povedala, kaj se bo dogajalo. Zvečer ob 19. na Radi Študent, to je čez 20 minut, v tolpi bumov God Flash z njihovimi himnami, albumom, ki je šel pri založbi Music for Nations leta letošnjega, stvar predstavlja Robset. Ob 20. Ereš koncert, Kranski Triphopperji, Miss B uživo zadevščino koordinira Šiljo, potem pa v 22. oziroma, ko se bo ohladilo v studiu, radijska igra Jutro, dan in prvi večer v režiji Ane Krautaker, potem pa ob 00.00 World of Trends. Jutri začenjamo ob 10. z Bebci, ob 10. nič 6 ponavljamo tolpo bumov prejšnjega petka, Arsonists z albumom Date of Birth, ki je šel pri založbi Matador leta letošnjega, predstavlja zadevo Boštjan Napotnik. Ob 11. se preštekamo, potem prva obvestila pol 12. Ob 12. Lajdra, ob 15. dnevno informativni off-program, v okviru katerega ob 15.20 Erikov kultivator, 15.40 borznofinančni monitor Gorana Spaseniča, ob 16.20 Ereš javljanje iz Maribora, ob 16.30 mestna obvestila, glasbene novice ob 5.30 termin za Ereš javljanje iz Maribora in potem še Bebci in druga obvestila in ob 19.00 se še enkrat javljamo iz Maribora, potem pa še tolpo bumov Techno Animal z albumom The Brotherhood of the Bomb, ki je šel takisto kot Arsonists pri založbi Matador leta letošnjega, predstavlja pa zadevo Danny Boy, večerci jutrišnji pa Rhyme Kickers, Napolitanota ob 20.00, ob 21.30 Monkibo, ob 22.00 in 30 Ereš koncert RL Burnside z albumom Burnside on Burnside predstavlja Teren Štader ob 24. Če nam bodo elektronski bogovi mili, se obeta prenos Erešovanja in marševanja iz Maribora ob 08.00, šele pa radio Kaki.
Pa če bi jutri šel kdo z nam v Maribor, ne posluša Lajdro.
Gospa Lajdra zdaj le sporoča, da obstaja možnost za dva srečneža, ki bosta šla z Rešovci z vlakom marš v Maribor, ampak ta dva morata poslušati jutrišnjo Lajdro. Tako, to je bilo vse, kar se tiče današnjega in jutrišnjega programa na Radiu Študent. Kar se muske tiče, smo se izpeli. Nismo še, ne, še en komad imamo od Joserja. Upam, da je dolg 17 minut, kolikor še manjka do sedmih. Ni, ne. Jasno, da ni. Je pa sedem, ne. 16B se reče avtorju, Water Ride pa je komad, ki ga bomo poslušali.